How are you now? Pitter patter, let's get at her. Laces out Finkel Show back again. It is Friday, December 7th, getting awful close to Christmas, and that's super fantastic considering how much money I don't have. So, pitter patter, let's get at her. How are you now? Gonna have a fun little show today. I'm gonna do some things a little bit different. This whole episode's not going to be about sports. I know that you love it so much when I talk about it. But anywho, we'll get into that here in a second. But you know who I am. I'm your beer league unrestricted free agent, your retired softball legend, your middle school co-city champ three-point machine, star supporter forever and always, Kevin Durant heckler extraordinaire, and a new waiver wire warrior. Just came up with that one today. Doesn't really matter because I'm eliminated from fantasy football because my team is garbage. My team is garbage. You can see me at Laces Out Finkel on Instagram and Twitter, both of which have the Laces Out Finkel tag. Don't forget about my Patreon because nobody's gone to it yet. And that is patreon.com/lacesoutfinkel. $5 gets you exclusive content on whatever you want to hear, whatever topic you want me to go over. But actually, that's how I'm going to start today's show. What do you want me to talk about? What topics do you want me to go over? Because I feel like there's a little bit of a disconnect. Not that I don't talk to you guys and gals about what the podcast is, but you know, not everybody loves sports as much as I do. So yeah, I'm curious. What do you want me to talk about? Today I am going to go over the brand new trailer for Avengers Endgame. Just released this morning. There's a big to-do, a big hubbub about it. I will actually watch it and go over what's happening in my eyes to you. Now, I'm not going to be able to play the sound because even though I am a small-time podcaster, I do not want Disney coming down on me. I can't afford that in my life right now. Disney's a dirty, crazy company, and they'll get you. Those cats will get you. So I want to share that with you. I want to watch it with you, and see. We're gonna go over a little bit of that. We're gonna go over some music. Actually, let's jump into some music right now. Mostly because I'm sure most of you have seen that Spotify is doing this 2018 wrap-up. And so I see a lot of my friends doing it, and so I decide that I'm going to do it too. So I'm going to go over what my top artists, my top songs are. I listened to 40,668 minutes of music in 2018 thus far. I mean, there's still some time left, so I'm going to... Those are rookie numbers. You got to get those numbers up. My top genre, to nobody's surprise, is rock. Because I like the rock and roll! Anywho, top songs, Rats by Ghost, Dance Macabre by Ghost, Faith by Ghost, and then a little bit of a curveball, Flexicution by Logic. I just really discovered Logic this year, even though he's been around for quite some time, and he pretty much took over my hip-hop interest. And then the last song, you know, I catch a lot of flack for it. I don't care. I don't care what you think of my music taste. Jumpsuit by 21 Pilots. So those are the top five songs that I listened to in 2018. Then you go to the top artist, and to nobody's surprise, Ghost. Because the top three songs that I listened to were by Ghost. If you guys have not heard of this band Ghost, they are from, I believe it's Sweden, but it's a really interesting band. They use kind of a gothic theme. The lead singer is a cat by the name of Tobias Forge, and I think that's his name. He wears a mask, and he has had himself dress as different incarnations of this character known as Papa, which is like their Pope. They use an upside-down crucifix that turns into the letter G. Super, super, super awesome. But they are phenomenal. They are much different than your normal metal band. They're very gimmicky. They put on quite an act when they're live. I would give them a listen. If you're a rock fan, if you like the rock and rolls. So my top artist, Ghost. And then, of course, like I aforementioned, Logic, top artist. Really, really like the Young Sinatra 4 mixtape that he just released here recently. Really phenomenal music. I'm a big fan of hip-hop. I'm not a big fan of rap. Because to me, there is a big difference between rap and hip-hop. And what I mean by that is rap is like your quote-unquote, as the cool kids say, bangers. I had a little conversation about this with my cousin Jacob when I was down for my grandma's birthday last weekend. And Jacob is a big rap fan. So I think there is a big bridge that gaps hip-hop from rap. So rap is more of your bangers, your... I don't know, for me growing up, rap was more like 3-6 Mafia and Lil Jon. And who else am I thinking? The Ying Yang Twins. Oh. So those were the quote-unquote rap artists that I grew up with. But anyway, to me, hip-hop is much more... It's much more about the music. The beats behind it have a different vibe to them in that they're more jazz inspired. So the Young Sinatra 4 is really big, not really big. It's a really great album for that because most of the beats that he samples are from, you can tell they're from like the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and they are just reproduced into something more of a hip hop type of beat. And they are really catchy. I really enjoy when the instruments, and I'll get back to that in a second, when they use like the Roots, like a full band as their music, as their background. So that to me is a big difference between the hip hop and the rap. And the lyricism is much more about the, not so much about the chorus. They're more about the verse, the verses between the chorus that puts the chorus in the middle as that bridge to kind of bring the song together. I find that hip hop is much more about the verses than it is about the chorus. And I'm not taking anything away from rap. I know I have quite a few friends that are really big into the rap game. I sound so stupid white when I say that. They're really big into the rap game, I hear. But I really think that the rap kind of genre is much more about that real heavy banging in the middle of the song, the chorus just really coming in and just really carrying the song, whereas, like I said, hip-hop is much more about the lyrics, the verses that carry the song to the chorus. So, anyway, then you have 21 Pilots on my list, which, again, I don't care about what anyone thinks. I love these dudes. I think their music is extremely catchy. I think it's experimental. I think the fact that you've got one guy doing ukulele, bass guitar, sometimes piano, sometimes rhythmic guitar, and then you've got one guy just solely on the drums. He's there just to hold, to be the bottom of the boat. He's there to be the boat. The guy that's making the music is the lead singer, and he's the water. He's the reason the boat is afloat. So I would recommend listening to their newest album, Trench. I really enjoyed it. It's one of two albums this year I can remember that I can listen to from beginning to end with absolutely zero issue. No breaks, no songs where I'm like, skip. Every single song on there flows extremely well. It tells a great story. But that kind of brings me into my last one. And this is where I wanted to bring up the hip-hop music, bringing the real instruments, the band, as the background instrumental. And that is Mac Miller, obviously, who passed away this year because of a drug overdose. Lost a truly fantastic hip-hop artist. The highest grossing, best-selling, independent hip-hop artist, I want to say at least of the last 10 years, if not longer. I could be wrong. Don't quote me, hopheads, I think is what you call yourselves. But Mac Miller, to me, is one of the most influential hip-hop artists of the last 5 to 10 years because he took himself by himself. And I know a lot of artists are homegrown. They are of their own making. But Mac Miller, just there's something about the way that he puts his lyrics together. And like I said, his verses between the chorus are just stupid catchy. He's got a brilliant flow. He's got fantastic rhythm. And this newest album was, and this is before he passed, this is right before he passed away, which is even more, I think it carries more weight because of that. So that newest album that he came out with was phenomenal. I mean, if you haven't heard it, go check it out. And that's the other album of 2018 where I literally can start the album and then just roll into song after song after song. Next thing you know, the album's starting over and going to the next song. So that's just a kind of little insight on the music that I enjoy. That was the most listened to by Mula in 2018. Now we're going to jump into some sports. Then we're going to jump back into some pop culture. So, NHL. Surprise. First thing I want to go over, Seattle is getting an NHL team. And I am, for one, stupid excited. And I know I went over a little bit about the restructuring of the divisions, but this is a little bit less about the actual sport of hockey itself. And kind of similar to what we went over the other day for the Dallas XFL team. Guys, gals, we got to name this team. And so I took to Reddit, as I always do, every day, at least 2 hours a day, to bring you the best stuff available. And so I found Reddit's top list, and I'm only going to do a couple, because there are a ton of them. I'll run down most of them. Reddit's top list for Seattle's newly crowned NHL team, what they need to be named, and we will start just get right into it. The Seattle Seamen. I don't know. Seems kind of sticky to me. Hey-o! The Seattle Grunge. I mean, that's clever, because they are known for their grunge rock. I mean, they kind of revolutionized the rock scene back in the early 90s. Shout out to, Nirvana, Temple of the Dog, Black Hole Sun, Stone Temple Pilots, I think. No. That one kind of went beyond me. I don't know, I just blacked out a little bit. Sorry, I'm back. But Seattle Soup or Salads, ha ha ha, or the Seattle Soup from Sonics, the Seattle, and I love it, really original, hockey team, one word. We have the McHockey Faces, or as I would like to say, McHockey Feces. Yeah. The McSeattle Faces. So we have the Seattle McSeattle Faces. And then we get kind of deep. A little, almost like a dagger in the side. And then a twist. The Seattle Pete Carroll should have given the ball to Marshawn Lynch on the one. Here we go. A little bit more comical. The Seattle Los Pollos Hermanos. The Seattle Nordiques. The Seattle Nordics. The Seattle Starbucks, and then Razor from the Dallas Stars broadcast even took it a step further and said to call them the Seattle Baristas. And each player has their name misspelled on the back of their jersey. That's perfect. I think that's great. Razor's a clever one. The Seattle Amazon Head Tax. A little stab, a little jab, if you will, at Amazon. The Seattle Courtney Killed Kurtz. That's a little awkward. The Seattle Hitler Did Nothing Wrongs. Okay. The Seattle Klansmen. Okay, you're racist. All right. The Seattle Shithawks. Or the Seattle Shitstorms. Or the Seattle Shitty Canes. I like that one. I want to save my my favorite name for the last, of course, just to tease. The Seattle C-Sections, spelled S-E-A. Ha! Clever! The Seattle Smells Like Teen Spirit. Shout out to Nirvana. I love it. The Seattle Space Needles. They do have the giant space needle in downtown. Or the Seattle Heroin Needles. Keep them with the needle theme. All right. The Seattle Toss Salad and Scrambled Eggs. That's a Frasier shout out. Side note, I
started watching Frasier this week, and I'm like 21 episodes in, and I think I have the brain of a 60-year-old man. Niles Crane is just hilarious. It's kind of sad. That's fine. The Seattle Whispering Salmons. The Whispering Salmons. Really strikes fear to your opponent. The Seattle Battle Cattle. Just for the inflection alone, I would love that. Seattle Battle Cattle. No. The Seattle Washingtons. Because they are in the state of Washington. Or, to even further it, the Seattle Washington Capitals. And then the Seattle Reefers. And then my personal favorite, which, if they don't name the team this, then why'd you even make the team? The Seattle Rain City Bitch Pigeons. Oh, yeah. The Seattle Rain City Bitch Pigeons. But realistically, here are the top names for Seattle's team. You have, and I'm just going to go through half the list, because a lot of these I don't think they have a chance of making. You have the Sea Lions, the Renegades, my personal favorite out of these, the Kraken, the Sockeyes, which I think is a cool little hockey name because, you know, punch, fish, whatever. The Rainiers, the Emeralds, and then the most popular name, the Totems. Now, the Totems is what the team was called, I believe, back when they had a hockey team. A little fun fact about the Seattle hockey scene. Seattle was the first American city to win the Stanley Cup. So there is a lot of NHL history there. They are also one of, if not the largest city to not have an NHL or an NBA franchise. So it was long overdue. It's really cool that they could put this together. And yeah, good for them. I hope that they get a cool name. I mean... The Vegas Golden Knights is such a badass name, in my opinion. And then just that logo with the Golden Knight helmet, so awesome. And then their pregame, oy vey, shmear in your pants. It's so good. So, you know, I'm really, really hoping that they get... I mean, let's be real. They're going to get an awesome name. They're going to get an awesome uniform. It's bound to happen. That's the world that we live in. All of these new teams seem to be getting a cool, really unique logo, mascot, whatever you want to call it. Except for, it seems, the new, well, it's not even like a professional sports team, but the, I think it's, so there's another soccer team in North Texas. You have FC Dallas, but this new soccer team is part of the USL1. And I talked to a friend of mine that works for FC Dallas, and it's basically USL1 is like the minor leagues for Major League Soccer, which I think is kind of ironic, because if you look at the talent and the pace of game, you could really consider MLS the minor league of most soccer clubs and federations around the world. So that's weird to moi. But anyway, you have the North Texas SC, the North Texas Soccer Club. I mean, it's a pretty neat crest. You have a new team. Hey, it's just something else. I mean, we're getting an XFL team. Not a big deal. I think me and my boy Mike are going to look into getting season tickets. Not a big deal. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. North Texas Soccer Club should be an interesting... I don't know. But, all right. I teased it. Let's switch gears again. We are going to jump into something that I know quite a bit about. And that is the Marvel Universe. And I have watched this trailer a couple of times already. The movie is called Avengers Endgame. It's coming out next April. And it's the culmination. 22 films, 10 years of Marvel movies. It's hard to believe it's only been 10 years, because it seems like it's been so much more than 10 years. So, without further... Edouard, I'm gonna just kind of give you a play-by-play. We're gonna see how this goes and see if it's something that I do more often. So, boom, starting it. You've got Iron Man helmet. Tony Stark reaches his hand out, caresses it gingerly. Actually, I'm gonna stop and turn closed captions on so you guys, I know what's going on. Let's do English. He says, "Is this thing on?" And he has like this blue hue that kind of glows over him. He's basically more or less, looks like he's down and out. They're on the Milano, the Guardians of the Galaxy ship, kind of coasting through. He seems pretty desolate. There's not a chance for rescue. He doesn't have any food left, no water for 4 days. And he's more or less saying, "I don't think I'm going to make it." This is me reaching out to Pepper Pot, saying, "I love you. You're the one. You've always been the one." Fade to black. Boom. He says, when I drift off, I'll think about you. So beautiful. And then he turns the Iron Man helmet off as to kind of save the rest of whatever power it has left. And then you kind of fade to black. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Marvel Studios. And it fades to dust. I'm going to pause it, which is pretty cool. So the Marvel Studios title screen, it's really cool because if you notice what happens here, it fades to the dust, which is exactly what happened. Spoiler alert, you should have seen the first Avengers movie by now, the Avengers Infinity War. If you haven't seen that, sucks to be you. It's one of, if not the coolest Avengers Marvel movie that's come out and since they started doing this. But the Marvel's title, first off, has the 10 in there. Because, you know, 10 years, that guy is what it gotta do. And then it fades the same way that all of those characters that died faded into dust. Anyway, so we pop up. Next scene, we see Thanos. We don't see Thanos. We see Thanos Oz. Thanos' gear is set up like a scarecrow, which is a direct correlation from the comic books. So you see that, and there's epic music going on. Bomp, bomp, bomp. Then you see Thanos walking through a garden. He's on his planet, which apparently is being called Titan 2 now. And it says Thanos did exactly what he said he was going to do. And then you pan over the new Avengers headquarters. You see, boom, you see Captain America, Steve Rogers. He's got his hair cut. He's got his mustache and his beard taken off, which sucks. He looks like such a badass with his beard. You see him. He's crying. Everybody's sad. You 50% of all living creatures are dead. You see Black Widow. Then you see Bruce Banner. Not as the Hulk. As Bruce Banner. You see a little picture of Scott Lang. Ant-Man. And then you see a little picture of Spider-Man. They're dead. Well, we think Ant-Man's dead. We don't know. Then you pan over to Thor. He says, "All of us lost something." And Thor looks pissed. Like, just pissed. But not like in a piss, like, "I'm going to do something about it." He looks at kind of pissed, like, I got nothing. I got nothing left. My brother's dead. Half my people wiped out. Not doing so good for Odin." But he looks pretty desolate. Is a good term to use for this trailer. Everyone looks desolate. So, moving on, you've got Nebula inside of Milano. I think Nebula and Tony Stark are together. Someone says, "We lost friends. We lost family." And then, this is interesting. Then, you see, after it says, "We lost friends," you see somebody with a katana blade and a hood wiping blood off the sword. And it flashes over to Black Widow. They're obviously in Japan. Because, you know, I've been there. I know what it looks like. I watch a lot of videos on it. And then he takes the hood off. Boom. Haircut. Boom. It's Hawkeye. But in the comics, Hawkeye turns into what's known as the character called Ronin. Boom. Big reveal. And so you have Hawkeye or Ronin, because in the comic books, Ronin has the exact same stance and sword and the blood wiping off in between the crease, the crevasse of his little elbow, the opposite side of the weenus, and then he wipes his blade off. So, boom, big reveal. Hawkeye's back as Ronin. And because they say, "We lost family," and then, pow, 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 not as flashy, but you reveal Hawkeye slash Ronin. One is to think that his family was taken away in the sweep of half the people being killed. They killed them all! So, pressing play again. This is the fight of our lives. You see Captain America. He's got the star back on his chest. He's got the American flag back on his arm. He's got his old Winter Soldier uniform on. You've got, what is that, Black Widow right behind him. So, moving on. Oh, bam! Another big reveal. He's got his compass from one of the first movies with his girl Peggy in there. My number one gal. So, this is going to work, Steve, says Black Widow. I know it is because I don't know what I'm going to do if it doesn't, which is kind of awkward. Boom, goes to black again. We come upon the Avengers logo being put back together now, which is a big thing. It's all of those pieces of dust almost coming back together to form the A, and then you get the big reveal of itself. Boom, Avengers Endgame. Fade to black. You see, hi, is anyone home? And then, oh shit, it's Ant-Man. What up, dude? We met a few years ago at the airport in Germany. Remember the big fight, Civil War? Anybody? 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 Bueller? Bueller? Ant-Man, I know you know him. I know you know that. That's our front door. That's me. Can you buzz me in? Boom. And then you have the A, as in the Avengers A, April. There it is. Avengers Endgame. Avengers Endgame, trailer number one. Super excited about it. Hope you guys enjoyed that little review, the little watch through. If you want me to do more of those, let me know. I had a good time doing it. It was literally 2.5 minutes, so it's not like a big deal if you don't want me to do it. But you better want me to do it, because I like this stuff. The stuff is good. I'm good at it. I'm good at superheroes. So, last thing I want to talk about today is, we're back into sports. Sports! Clickety click. Sports. If you have not seen this, go and type in. I'm going to do it with you. Ryan Reeves, big hit on Tom Wilson. Last year in the Stanley Cup Finals, we had the Vegas Golden Knights versus the Washington Capitals. Of course, Washington won. Ovechkin got his OV right. The douchebag Tom Wilson got a Stanley Cup. And I say douchebag because he's known around the league. I mean, he started the first 14, I believe 14, it was 20, and then got reduced to 14. 14 of the first NHL games suspended. For a dirty hit. He's a dirty player. I don't like the way he plays. Unless he's on my team, then I don't like the way he plays. Dirty guy. Then you have Ryan Reeves, who up until last year, I thought was a piece of garbage. Because he played for St. Louis. I don't like St. Louis. St. Louis is one of my least liked teams in the NHL. Dare I say top three most hated. With the Ducks and a Wild. Columbus Blue Jackets, number four. But Ryan Reeves was on the St. Louis Blues and got traded to the Vegas Golden Knights. Now he's not so bad there, Ryan Reeves. Anywho, Ryan Reeves is the goon for the Vegas Golden Knights. He re-signs in the offseason, stays with Vegas, and then you have Tom Wilson, who is arguably the biggest goon in the NHL right now, Washington Capitals goon. They don't like each other. No surprise there. Tom Wilson has taken out quite a few guys this season alone. At least two or three guys. Taken them out of the games and hurt them to the point where they do miss time. Valuable assets to opposing teams taken out by Tom Wilson. So early in the game, you have an interaction between Ryan Reeves and Tom Wilson. Tom Wilson comes up and tries to lay a big hit onto Ryan Reeves. And Ryan Reeves is ready for it, shoves him back, cross-check to the chest. Tom Wilson loses his balance, and you see Ryan Reeves skate off laughing. Okay. everyone knew going into this that this was going to be a big game because of the fact that Ryan Reeves and Tom Wilson would be on the ice at the same time. Fast forward. Tom Wilson makes a pass, admires his pass for a little bit, and then turns around to a ready and willing Ryan Reeves. And then Ryan Reeves proceeds to lay the body into him. Just feed him. And it was a big, big hit. Long story short, Ryan Reeves lays Tom Wilson a frig out. Tom Wilson loses his helmet. I mean, it pops off. Bucket fly. You could hear Celine Dion, "My Heart Will Go On," as the bucket flew off his head. And then Tom Wilson hits the ice hard, head first. And so Tom Wilson bent over on hand and knee. You just got to go watch this hit. And tell me, do you think it's dirty? Because to me, the quote that I have enjoyed seeing people say, "You live by the sword, you die by the sword." That's the warrior's way. Tom Wilson goes out and lays these hits on guys that are unsuspecting. And they are not ready. They do not brace themselves. End up losing time. Now Tom Wilson is the recipient of one of those hits. And I gotta say, you reap what you sow, bud. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. So I'm curious as to what everyone thinks. You know, all 10 of you that will hear this. Do you think it was a dirty hit? Do you think that Reeves deserved any suspension? At this point, it has been stated that he will not be suspended. He will not miss any time. I do not know if he's going to be given a fine. What do you think? What are your thoughts? Very curious as to what you think. I will say the one part that I did not care for was that Ryan Reeves benefited from this and actually printed the picture of him standing over Tom Wilson. Signed. They've been taken off eBay. Anyway, that's just my opinion on the matter. This has been the Laces Out Finkel Show. It's Friday, December 7th. It's getting close to Christmas. If you want to buy me anything, don't. Just go to my Patreon and put $5. Keep listening. What you can do, what you can give to me for Christmas is the gift of your ears. So, again, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Laces Out Finkel, or on Patreon at patreon.com/LacesOutFinkel. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to record a show this weekend. I should be back on Mondays. I might have a special little thing going on Monday. I don't know. Stay tuned. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.